would bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. As a reminder, again, for those that might be tuning into our last segment, we have dedicated our music, this show, to Elvis Presley, who would have been 76 years old tomorrow. I am a big Elvis Presley fan. It's hard to believe he died at just 42 years of age, given how impactful his career was and how many different careers he really had. If you would like to reach me, you can email me at bruce@bruceallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, sallan.com. You can also listen or download this and any show of mine on my website, which is brucesallan.com. Please like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallan or visit my website, brucesallan.com. I'd like to tell you a little bit about a site that I have created with some partners called boomertechtalk.com. It is a fun site for those of us that are technologically challenged. I have learned a lot in the last 2 years about technology, but I still struggle with it. And this site is supposed to help those of us, especially of the boomer generation, to not only laugh at some of the stuff that gives us difficulty, but to help in the form of how-tos and other tutorials on the site, learn how to do things. I think I mentioned earlier in the show the value of being on Facebook. There is also value to being on Twitter, how to use a smartphone, why to get a smartphone. And if you are a parent, there is incredible value to knowing what your kids are doing. My 14-year-old son contributes something that I am extremely proud of. He is an artist, and he does a comic strip called It's a Tech World After All, which is in the family section. And on the front page of Boomer Tech Talk, there is a little cartoon image of a computer screen with a father and son. If you click on that, you can get to his current comic, which I think is maybe his best of all. It's about the two characters, dad and son, going to see a 3D movie, and it's, I think, pretty darn funny. I have a piece up there that I am very proud of because I like to wax nostalgic, and it's called The Evolution of Technology, the Transistor Radio. How many of you remember having your first transistor radio? And if you really reflect back, that transistor radio, at least for me and for a lot of people, was the first time in our lives that we had portable music. Kids today don't even think twice about it. They have portable everything. I mean, a portable phone, a portable TV, portable music. We didn't. There was a huge hi-fi in our living room. It was called a hi-fi before stereos. The radio, of course, of our parents' generation was a gigantic piece of wooden furniture. Everybody gathered around it. That's how they heard about Pearl Harbor. Until the transistor radio, teenagers were not liberated. I talked about Elvis Presley earlier in the show. How did they listen to Elvis Presley? They listened on jukeboxes at the local drugstore, radios that they would gather around. They didn't have Walkmans, iPods, any of that stuff. So for me, when I got that Hitachi transistor radio, it was a major breakthrough in my life. And I wrote a column or an article called The Evolution of Technology, the Transistor Radio. And it's on boomertechtalk.com. I urge you to visit it. There's some really fun comments already coming up with people reflecting on their own memories of their first transistor radio. And it will be a series in which I'm going to write about other things that were the first. Like, do you remember having a turntable that had that drop-down feature, where the LP, you could stack three or four LPs up and it would automatically drop down? I thought that was the most amazing thing in the world. Our kids now store 1,000 LPs in something the size of their thumb. It's a changing world, isn't it? So do check out boomertechtalk.com. It is a fun website. And I hope you will especially put a comment on my son's It's a Tech World After All comics. They are fun. He's started doing them in color, And at 14, I think he's quite a talent. But this dad is not the least bit biased. By the way, there are only two characters in that comic strip. There's one character called Dad, and there's one character called Son. Any possible resemblance to your erstwhile radio show host is completely coincidental. I am not that dad. Believe me. My son insists I might be, but it's not me. Questions of any nature are always encouraged for this and any show, so you can write me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I want to thank my support team. First, Richard Dugan, my engineer, producer, and second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.